A16. So the battle against smoking, as I described it, it does go on. The government is set to introduce new and larger graphic images on tobacco products from December, including electronic tobacco heating devices. Perhaps unsurprisingly, the move is drawing opposition from the Korea Tobacco Retailer Association, which will be even more upset if we push forward with a possible plan to introduce plain packaging, as is enforced in Australia, the first country to do so. And if you look at a pack in Australia now, you can find this easily online, you will see that the plain packaging is these days itself almost completely covered up by rather horrific images detailing the health impact of smoking. Let's bring in Dr. Daniel Skorich, School of Psychology at the University of Queensland. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So has this worked pretty well in Australia, this packaging method?
Yeah, I would say generally overall the trend has been pretty positive. So rates of smoking in Australia are at the moment at their lowest levels ever, so around 14% for all smokers and 12% for daily smokers, which actually compares very well with almost anywhere in the world. And there's quite a bit of research out there which suggests that the recent downward trend can actually be attributed specifically to this plain packaging. And specifically, it's been observed that the historical downward trend before December 2012, which is when plain packaging was actually introduced, became actually stronger to a statistically significant degree in the years after implementation. So this really suggests that the policy has had some positive effects beyond kind of what was already occurring before that.
And I think most of us can intuitively understand this, can't we? The current packaging situation here, you've still got the brands so prominent that you can almost ignore even rather unpleasant images somewhere on the packet. If the packet is mostly taken up by one of those images, though, and the rest of the package is a bland greenish colour with a completely nondescript typed information giving you just what you need to know about who makes that cigarette, it's a completely different story, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. And so it obviously makes those the images more prominent. But another thing that we've been arguing is that it also decreases the extent to which people can derive sort of a positive sense of self from having these brands that people sort of incorporate into their sense of self, so brand identities that people have. So if you just don't have access to that kind of thing, then you're actually going to be, first of all, seeing those images more, but also you're less able to actually see your identity as a smoker as being a positive thing, because the smoker identity is actually seen as quite a negative thing these days. So being quite unhealthy, often seen as quite dirty, actually, in lots of surveys, and also to some degree ostracised in society these days.
It does depend which society you're talking about, though, doesn't it? Because here in this country, in South Korea, when you see young men and increasingly women smoking, and the so-called cool crowds smoking, that's the danger, isn't it? That it just encourages other people to follow suit.
I think certainly. So obviously it will depend. So in Australia, we have, you know, the brands that used to exist, or I guess still exist, but the brand identities that used to exist were often associated with particular social class and particular, say, gender identities and so forth, which were seen as quite positive. Once those things disappeared, though, it actually leads to you just having to focus on what it actually means to be a smoker. And so as you're saying that, you know, in certain places that can still be seen as quite cool, but if you're also increasing the health messages, so the negative impact of smoking, then that's actually likely, at least in the longer term, to lead to some sort of decrease in the positivity of those identities as a smoker.
It's been a year since the UK introduced plain packaging, and a recent public survey showed that some British citizens have been concerned that this could be a failed policy that's been imported from Australia, that Australia's downward trend in smoking rates have now stalled. Drawing what you were saying before, this having been a success, what would you say to people who put that argument forward?
I would actually say it actually misses some of the nuances of the data. So first, it depends, I guess, just generally on what data you actually look at. the long-term trends in the data from most independent research agencies and from the Australian Bureau of Statistics do actually suggest that the downward trend is continuing, but despite what certain research. So the overall kind of story of the research still seems to be a downward trend, despite some research suggesting some kind of stalling. Secondly, the research they cite there only looks at daily smokers. So we know that those smokers are actually the hardest to get to change. And the plain packaging policies actually weren't really directed specifically at them. They're actually directed more at stopping teenagers and young people from taking up smoking in the first place. And if you look at that data, you actually see a statistically significant decrease in the uptake of smoking by young people. And importantly also, if you look at those who smoke regularly but less than daily, that downward trend is very evident, even in the data that's been cited in the UK.
Yeah.
And I'd also point to the data I mentioned earlier, which just shows that after the implementation of plain packaging, you get this stronger downward trend compared to the previous historical trend.
What do you think is more influential, aside from packaging, what do you think is more influential on younger people starting smoking? Do you think it's growing up in a household where there are smokers or seeing media images or friends smoking?
I think both those things kind of work together. So if the media images, if people who are prominent in the society and so forth are actually talking against smoking, I think that has an impact on what one's peers are going to do and then what you decide to do as well. And certainly in Australia, it's been a long time since there's been any kind of advertising for the cigarettes, so since 1993. So there hasn't been any effect of that kind of thing on people. And obviously young people still do take up smoking, but still to a much lower degree than they did previously. So it certainly does have an impact.
And then you have the restriction of smoking in public places, something that we've been seeing increasingly enforced here, actually pretty fast over the last few years. I mean, when I arrived in Korea, you could smoke pretty much anywhere. Now, a few years on, it's quite the opposite. That must help as well.
I think definitely. I mean, in Australia at the moment, people often remark on the fact that it's actually unusual to see smokers around. And lots of large organisations, including where I am, the University of Queensland, are actually bringing in smoking-free policies on the entire sort of university campus. So what that actually tends to lead to is this kind of ostracism that I was talking about of smokers, and smokers feeling a bit like they're outside of mainstream kind of society, and that also impacts on the negative identity of smokers and potentially the likelihood that they're going to quit smoking.
But many younger people are just turning to vaping instead. Is that something people should be concerned about, or is that an acceptable alternative? I know you're looking at this from a psychological perspective, but I'm just curious of your views on that as a sort of spanner in the works.
I guess I would see the policies should be quite similar on both those things. I'm not sure that it is a good alternative.
Yeah, so it's just that once you've got that particular device, it requires a different strategy, doesn't it, on the marketing side? You can't deal with the packaging in quite the same way.
Yeah, I guess so. But I guess, you know, just having policies around anything that is smoking or smoking-related, I think that decreases the extent to which people can construct positive identities around those things, I think would be helpful.
Mm. Well, thank you so much. It's really interesting to hear from you today with some of your research based in Australia, Dr. Daniel Skorich.
Thank you very much.